It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and restaurant below our studio here is well worth a visit. The food is fantastic. It really, really is. The bar always has a great atmosphere and it's well worth popping in. And also, if you're here at the hotel, you can take your dog for a shower. After you go for a walk along the beach, you can have a sauna out the front of the hotel, and you can get your car cleaned around the back of the hotel. It's all here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Please debate this on your podcast, says this message that arrived by email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. A family member of mine and his wife recently admitted in conversation that they often shower with their son, who is 8 years old. If either of them is showering, they sometimes ask him if he wants to jump in. I'm sorry, but I think this is effing weird. I don't have kids myself, but this is wrong for parents and kids to be naked or showering together. They're not talking to me because I told them it's weird. Now, I don't know how actually a conversation like that even comes up in family, but apparently it did.
Like any conversation comes up, it just comes up as a by the way. I'm sure they didn't announce it at a dinner party. By the way, we share with our kids. Now, we put this up on social media about an hour ago, as we do, and I was shocked by the comments. One woman said, "Tusla should be contacted." We'll be talking to her in a few minutes. I don't know why they would be. Another comment was, "They are breaking the law. Arrest them." Now, what law? Maybe I'm wrong. What law has been broken?
I don't know.
Okay, basically what I'm trying to say is, to all of you who've been commenting over the last hour saying it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, not one of you have said why it's wrong.
Okay, where do you draw the line?
No, I just want to ask this to the people. So to all the people who said it's wrong, yeah?
Yep.
That's lovely. I'm delighted for you. But can you not articulate a reason why? In other words, if I say spaghetti bolognese is horrible, what would you say to me? Why is it horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to give a reason. It's not just good enough to say it's wrong. That's a cop-out just to say it's wrong. Do they even know why they're saying it's wrong?
Where do you draw the line? If you went home and you're in your ma's and your ma says, "I'm going for a shower," and you said to your ma, I'm going to hop in with you.
Now, here we go with the ridiculous comparisons.
Where do you draw the line?
The ridiculous comparison.
Where do you draw the line?
Okay,
This kid is 8, going on 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there not a cut-off point?
Oh, yeah, there is. Like, I wouldn't share with my son is, what? Oh, Jesus. What is he? Oh, he's 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't share with him. He often asks me because he doesn't understand. And if I'm in the shower, he'll knock on the door. I say, "Oh, Dad, can I jump in with you there and have a shower with you having a shower?" And I'd go, "No." Now, I've never explained to him why. No,
I would just. But why no?
I would just say to him, "There's not enough room in the shower."
No, but I'm asking you why no.
Why no? Why would I not?
Yeah.
Probably the main reason I just like to have a share. I like to have a share of my own. Like, here's Eva. Because it's inappropriate, parents are creeps. Now, that is not an explanation. To say it's inappropriate, why is it inappropriate?
So your answer to my question is you wouldn't let him in the shower because you'd like to have the shower all to yourself.
Well, that's the reason. And as well, there has to come a point. To the people who have a problem with an 8-year-old having a shower with parents, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a problem with a 5-year-old? What's the difference?
Isn't this the question? Yeah. This is why I'm asking where the cutoff point is.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I'm trying to get inside all your heads, guys, to find out what is the difference, okay? So if it's a 5-year-old kid, most of you wouldn't have a problem with it. When the child is 8, as it is in this case, everybody is losing their shit. They want to call two, so they want to call the guards, all this. What is the difference? I believe that a lot of people... read the message that came in. This is a message from Glenn that came in to us a couple of minutes ago. And it's going to annoy a lot of you, but I think Glenn is making a bit of sense.
Okay, he said, "What's weird is you thinking it's anything other than a parent and a child showering. Get over it and stop sexualizing it, you absolute pedos," says Glenn.
Now, he's talking to all of you people that were saying it's disgusting, it's disgusting. Why do you think it's disgusting?
Well, I never said it was disgusting.
So you don't think it's disgusting?
No, I think there is a cut-off point, and maybe nine is that cut-off point.
But why is it 9 then and not 6? Well, I think generally when children get to the age where they start noticing sexual organs and stuff like that, then it becomes, does it not become weird? No. This is Sandra.
Hey lads, how's it going? Sandra here on the topic in question. If there are both parents living in the house with a child, just say it was a daughter, the mother should watch the daughter. If you have a son, the father should do it. If it's one parent family, and it's the mother, she has no choice to do it anyway. Same with the father, but only if the child has a disability or the child is a very young minor that can't wash themselves. But when they get to a certain age, they're going to have to learn how to do it themselves.
All right, Sandra, thanks very much indeed for your message.
I will sit here doing this podcast for as long as it takes until someone gives me an explanation as to why it's weird, okay?
Okay, some people are saying once they're old enough to shower themselves, they should shower themselves.
You know, I agree.
It teaches them bodily autonomy, for God's sake.
I agree with all that, but sometimes it could be
A nine-year-old is well able to shower himself.
No, I don't think it's about that. Sometimes it's just down to, it could be there's not enough water in the immersion or whatever, so just jump in for a quick 2 minutes. Because sharing kids, Adrian, Jesus Christ, share time in my house with three kids, it takes 2 days sometimes. So sometimes it could be easy just to throw the kid in. Now, having said that, I went swimming with my young fella a couple of weeks ago, and we showered together in the communal showers at the swimming pool. Now, what is the difference?
That's a good question.
No, but what is the difference?
They're
wearing cubicles. You know, the open showers that they have in my local swimming pool?
You probably still had your swimming trunks on.
No, I took the swimming trunks off. I wouldn't share with the swimming trunks. So what's the difference?
That's a bit weird, though.
To have a shower
in the swimming room? Yeah.
Wait, do you not take your swimming trunks off?
Not in a communal shower, no.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Good, thanks, Jess. Well, what's your view on this? An 8-year-old regularly showering with mammy and daddy.
Well, look, maybe because I'm coming from the same perspective of, what's his name, Garrett, that's sending the message.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm coming from the same perspective of I don't have kids before anyone starts jumping down my throat, because we all know that happens. But I do think it's a little weird. 8 to 9 years, like, come on now. 5, maybe I can just about accept, but 8 or 9, you start to know what bits and pieces are. But not even that. Like, it's about teaching your child, as well as to clean themselves and independently and all, it's about privacy. Like, what 8 or 9-year-old wants to be in the shower with their ma or dad? Like, when I was 8 or 9, I didn't even want them coming in when I was getting dressed. I'd be like, no, go away, I'm getting dressed. And they were like, oh, well, okay.
Okay,
so teaching them independence and
so
privacy.
When they get to the age of 8 or 9, you think that's way past the time that they should be in a shower with mammy and daddy?
If they're able to get themselves into the shower, then yeah, like, that's enough. And people are saying, like, oh, well, they're special needs. Surely if that was the case, it would have been said. And even if it is the case, you don't need to be in the shower with them.
Yes. There's no mention at all of a child with special needs.
Yeah, but people keep saying that as a point of argument. Like, but if that was the case, it would have been said. It hasn't been said.
No,
so
it hasn't been,
no. Point of this is just, I don't want to say regular, but you know what I mean? Like, a child who has full mobility or whatever the case may be. But 8 or 9 years, I just think it is a bit fucking weird. And I was the one who said, I was probably one of many who said, get us on, because I do think it's a bit fucking weird.
Okay, here's a message.
Strange.
Here's a message from a woman we're going to be talking to in a moment by the name of Frances. And she says, she'd be talking about you, by the way, Jess. You're all sick. You're all sick to think it's wrong. Pedos, the lot of you. It's your child, for fuck's sake. That's exactly what she said.
I'm being accused of that. I'm not the one saying, ah, yeah, Johnny, into the shower with mammy. Like, no.
You are sexualizing something, which, by the way, in the continent, my Spanish friends and all that, this is quite normal, by the way, in the likes of France and Spain. You're sexualizing something which is not sexual.
Sorry, what are you saying
I'm
is perfectly normal?
I'm just thinking it's weird.
Sorry, what are you
it
saying is perfectly
bizarre,
normal
like,
in the continent, Jeremy?
Sorry, in the continent, and I know because I have Spanish friends, that it's not frowned upon for that age. It wouldn't be frowned upon to share. And so. But sure, you even see when you're on holidays, Spanish and French parents, they let the kids, which I don't approve of, let the kids go naked on the beach.
Yeah, no, I don't approve of that myself.
I think we're a bit stuck up still when it comes to nudity and something like that. There's nothing sexual about it.
I'm not stuck up. I just think
No, but do you think there's something sexual about it?
No, I just think the child needs to know where the boundaries are and how privacy works, saying you're in the shower, that's your time.
Okay,
no one's allowed to be in with you.
Okay, what about one of my kids? This regularly happens more than I'd like. Regularly happens where one of my kids will wake up in the middle of the night with a nightmare and run in and sleep in the bed beside mommy and daddy. Is that okay?
I want to say no, but I was the same child as well. But
Jesus,
my mom and dad,
this is the world.
My mom and dad put a stop to that as well. They're like, look, we get it, you had a bad dream, but you need to start sleeping on your own. And I did.
You see, this is the world. This is
teach them privacy.
Yeah,
and boundaries.
I get
all,
but the world we're living in now, everything is sexualized. That I'm sure.
When did I start sexualizing? Well, no, I'm putting words in my mouth now.
No, everybody is sexual. I think it's these.
She never mentioned sex at all.
Okay, you're sexualizing things.
I'm just bringing in privacy.
Yeah, but your privacy.
In other words, what she's saying is, if a child is physically old enough, big enough to shower themselves, then that's what they should be doing. There is no need to be sharing a shower with mammy or daddy. That's your argument, isn't it?
Exactly. Look, I'm not for one sexualizing it because I think that's even worse. But I do think it's a privacy thing and a boundaries line. You need to teach kids boundaries. If not, they're going to be fucked in the head. Are they still going to be sharing with them when they're teenagers?
Obviously not. That would be wrong.
How do you know?
So where do you draw the line, Jeremy? This child is nearly nine.
I told you where I draw the line as a parent. My son does not shower with me or bathe with me or in the bath or anything like that, okay? That stopped many, many years ago. So
why?
It just did, I suppose.
Okay, but then you're agreeing with Jessica because she thinks it's not right.
No, I didn't say it's weird or anything. I said it's just not for me.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
Not too bad, guys. How are you?
Not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I'm not saying it's weird or sexualized. Now, I just think, as Jess said, there has to be boundaries set. Kids are in school learning about body parts and where not to touch people, where it's appropriate and inappropriate. You know, at that age, 8, 9, it's very inappropriate. I have a 9-year-old daughter and she bathes by herself since she's been about 5. She likes to listen to her music. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd help her in and out and I'd wash her hair through and stuff like that. But getting into the shower together, guys, that's a bit extreme now at 8.
Okay, so what is it that you find weird about it?
It's not the questions are asked. You know that kind of way, mommy, what's that? You know that kind of way, like this, that and the other. They're learning about all of this in school. They know what's inappropriate. Like my daughter's in boys and girls school. Like even when they go swimming and stuff like that, the boys and girls are separated. You know what I mean? Now that man is going on about them both getting into the shower with their child. Like even me being a single mother, I still wouldn't have my daughter in the shower with me.
Ever. Even when she was younger?
When she was younger, Jesus, when she was about 2 or 3, yeah. And not even that as in bath time, but then again, I'd have togs on. Now, you're going on about kids getting into the beds and stuff like that. My daughter, Gil, gets into the bed with me in the morning for snuggles. And that's just me being selfish because I like the snuggles myself. You know what I mean? At the age of 9, she shouldn't be doing that either. Like, it is getting borderline inappropriate, but again, like, as in...
Claire, I have to stop you there. How is that borderline inappropriate?
But if it was a case that I had a partner there, or she goes over to her daddy's and her daddy and his wife, you know that kind of way?
Okay, but I don't...
She's getting a bit old for that. It's getting to that stage now where she's a big girl, you know that kind of way? Same with other kids. They're big girls and boys. They have their own beds. They need to learn to sleep in them.
Okay, so when is that line drawn? What age are we talking about?
Like, I still do it now. My daughter, she jumps into the bed with me every morning for cuddles before we get up.
And what age is she?
She's 9.
She's 9, okay. Would that still be appropriate when she's 15?
She wouldn't get... She just wouldn't be at that. You know that kind of way? Either way, if she wanted to get into the bed, she would. She's big and bold enough to talk for herself. You know that kind of way?
But you look, Claire, at the abuse that David Beckham gets any time he puts up a photograph of himself kissing his daughter on his lips, which I think is a lovely thing. Himself and his daughter.
100%, I'm the same.
They have such a great relationship, to be envied, actually, the relationship they have, father and daughter. And he regularly kisses on the lips. And I do see it when he puts a photograph up on social media. Pedo, dirty bastard. To think that way is disgusting. That a father kissing his daughter...
My daughter gets out of this car outside the school every morning and gives me a kiss on the lips. Before she goes to bed, gives me a kiss on the lips, 100%. I don't find that weird, no.
Okay, but there,
same thing to her daddy.
Yeah, there are many who do. But anyway, let's go back to the point of a 9-year-old in the shower with mammy and or daddy.
No. No.
You don't think that's appropriate at all?
No. If they're well able to go to school and they're able to go to their activities, they're able to mind themselves, why in God's name would they be getting into the shower with their mother or father?
Well, Jeremy, why in God's name would they?
I don't know. It doesn't happen. But sometimes...
But Jeremy, you said yourself there you wouldn't let your son into the shower at the moment. Why?
No, I just what he asks, he often... But again, as I said...
but why would you let him in?
No, because I'll let you have a shower on my own.
But why? But there's not just because you want to shower on your own. There's a reason why it's inappropriate. They're at that age where they ask questions. They're learning about their bodies. It's just not right.
Yeah, but I also don't want them to grow up in the old Irish Catholic way that we all did, that we were terrified.
We couldn't hug each other or kiss each other. I get that as well.
That whole thing. I mean, the people on the continent, as I say, they're a lot more open-minded about that stuff. I don't want him to be ashamed of his body like we were all told to be and our parents were all told to be.
Here's an example. There's my daughter yesterday. We were in the middle of a conversation and she was about to go dancing and she was going to get changed. She was like, "Mom, a bit of privacy, please."
Right, okay. So she is at that age. Yeah. So
no, you should you should respect
it. But then we're agreed that age 9 is too old to be in the shower with mammy or daddy.
Age 7, 8, 9 is too old.
7, 8, 9.
So what's the difference between 6 and 7? What's changed?
It just depends on the child, though. Yeah. It does depend on the child and, you know, what they're capable of as well. Like, as in, don't get me wrong, she's useless at washing her hair out. So again, even if she was in the shower, I'd still be going in to rinse her hair out, or else her hair is like an absolute mess the next day. You know, that kind of way. It just depends.
Okay, stay there for a second, Claire. Let me go to Francis. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Jesus Christ, has the country gone mad?
Meaning?
And y'all paedophiles thinking that by getting into the shower with your son, a father, and a mother getting into the shower with her daughter, that they're all pedos. We must be all pedos in Ireland.
Okay, no, not everybody is saying that, but they're just saying it's inappropriate when a child...
It's not inappropriate.
It's not?
I mean, no. My grandson goes to football with his daddy every Saturday. They both get into the shower, wash themselves, and the rest of the fathers do the same. My daughter brings him swimming. She gets into the shower with him, and he gets into the shower with her, and they dry and they come out. If that's mentioned around the place, of course the child is even going to get a complex about it, you know. And he still sleeps with mammy, and he's 10, and he has his own room, but he likes to snuggle in with his mammy. I slept with my mother till I was 17. There was no paedophilia there. You know, everything that's said now is about paedophilia.
Okay, so this guy, this 8-year-old, nearly 9, regularly enough is in the shower with mammy and or daddy. Do you not think that's
No harm whatsoever.
No harm whatsoever.
No harm whatsoever.
Well, there you go. There you go, Claire. No harm whatsoever.
No harm, but it's no harm. Obviously, I never say that about harming the child, but it's just weird. The child's at that stage where they're well able to do it themselves. Why would you put yourself in that situation or the child in that situation?
Splash one another in the shower, have a bit of fun. Let your child know that there's nothing wrong or to be embarrassed about
it. There's better ways of having fun than jumping into a shower with your 8-year-old
No, child. I know that. Look, I'm not stupid. What I mean is make your child comfortable about his own body and comfortable about your body. If he sees you putting on a bra or if he sees you started putting on an underpants.
Now, again, I've said that plenty of times. I get in and out of the shower and she'd walk in and out and no bother. It's not about being uncomfortable around each other.
I don't think you're the person that's putting it up. They're paedophiles if they get in the showers with their sons or daughters.
No,
that's what I'm saying. But there's a lot of them. They're pedos.
They have to learn how to do it for themselves. Are you always going to be there to wash them down and shower them? You know that kind of way.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, and I know you're not classing it as paedophilia, but I'm looking at the comments, it happens in the home, paedophilia always happens in the home. If people that think like that, they need to get their brains.
You're
brain.
Always going to get people like that thinking like that. You know what I mean? You can't change everybody. So. You know what I mean? You're always going to get the bad apples or have something to say and something negative like that. I'm not saying it in a negative way. It's just a case that kids have to learn.
I know the way you're saying.
I
understand. I would agree with you. But, you know, I mean, we've got him now that if he comes in and he wants to have a shower, he just runs down and gets into the shower. His hair is not rinsed properly, you know. He tries his best, but it'll do. You know, it's only short hair, it'll do. But swimming and footballing and all, his daddy gets into the shower with him, and his mammy gets into the shower with him to make sure that he's all washed off. And then he gets dressed himself, and she gets dressed, and they come out, and it's, they don't, no one thinks, no one looks at them, no one bothers, because everyone in the swimming pool, everyone in the football place, they all do it. So, you know, I don't doubt very much if there's any paedophiles up there.
Okay, so you find nothing weird about an almost 9-year-old quite frequently sharing the shower with mammy or daddy?
Well, I tell you, Adrian, you know I came from Wolf Tone, right? And there was a family beside me that had 15 in the family. And my father, Lord rest him, put it in a bath for them, because the houses, we had no baths. And there were 6 boys and 5 girls, and they were all put in the bath together. And the mother or the father would go in and wash them. And then when they'd get out, the mother and the father would get in and wash themselves. Now, it wasn't sex or anything, because we had no money to heat the water. There was no paedophilia in that family. You know,
okay, so you don't. So where do you draw the line then, Francis? You have to draw the line somewhere. Do you know what I mean? If Jeremy was to go home and say to his mum, "Here, I'm hopping in the shower with you," that'd be weird. That'd be downright
so
weird.
Why are you using me as an example?
Yes,
of that?
So where
yes.
do you draw the line?
With our grandson, like when he's 11 now on Friday, when he's 12. I think with the football, they're going to continue with the showers together, because they get a little cubicle each, you know, with a key. And the same with swimming. Now, my daughter might stop it a little bit earlier, but other than that, like, I mean, if you're thinking that way, this is what always worries me, Adrian. I just see it on everything, and I watch all the things on YouTube. If you're thinking that way, it's your mindset and your computer and your laptop that needs to be looked at. If you're always thinking paedophilia, you know a paedophile when you see them. There's a lot of them living in Bray. There's a lot of them living in Newtown. We know most of them. You know what I mean? But we don't think that any family member or anyone would touch, and we watch it very carefully, because it's cruel to a child. It's horrible. But, but when the child is comfortable to go to his own bed and not be afraid of the dark or different things, then his room is ready for him. You know, it's all done already, and he still likes his little snug.
Okay, so again, you don't find anything odd about a 9-year-old in the shower with mammy or daddy?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right, stay there for a second, Francis. Let me go to Graham.
Dad, what ma or da is inviting their 8 or 9-year-old child into the shower, into even the toilet at the same time as them? That's wrong. It's actually paedophilia, even though it's their own child. Like, it's child abuse. Like, call a spade, like, and that child goes into school, and he's saying, "Do you shower with your mum and dad?" And then the dad's heads are going to get caught. Like, come on, that is wrong. Like, come on.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
I'm doing all right.
Good, thanks, Ross. Francis was saying just a minute ago that there's nothing weird about a 9-year-old being in the shower with mammy or daddy. We just played a voice note before the break there saying it is weird. It's paedophilic almost. Where are you on this?
I find it hilarious, right? So someone can have an opinion about something, but they're automatically classed as a paedophile or a paedophile, right? So Francis was saying there, if you're automatically thinking that you're a paedophile, but Francis, you taught that yourself to actually defend it. You thought about paedophilia yourself, right? Now, the thing about it is, kids at that age should be given privacy. If a kid doesn't know how to wash themselves at that age, you've done something wrong as a parent.
Agreed. Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
Wash themselves at that age, right? The kid is 3 years. Oh, sorry, the kid's eight or nine.
Eight going on 9. Yeah.
Okay, so the kids in another 3 years, the kid will be going into it'll be in their last year, border a teenager. They're closer to being a teenager than actually being a baby. So this is the time when you should actually be teaching kids about privacy, teaching them Like, yeah, if you need to wash your kid, go in and tell them, like, tell them how to wash. You don't need to get into the shower with them. You don't need to be in there showering with your child at 8 or 9 years of age. Kids are being taught about body parts at 5 or 6 in school. So why the line should be, I think the line should be drawn around that age.
Okay, so it's nothing to do with paedophilia, I get that. But you believe that from the age of 5 or 6, they should no longer be in the shower with mommy or daddy.
They wash on their own. You can be in there in the bathroom with them, washing them, like, and then leave them for a few minutes, give them their privacy, let them play with their toys in the bathroom or shower, whatever you want to do. But you should not be getting into a shower with them after 5 or 6 years of age.
Well, Francis, what do you say to all that? The 5 or 6 is the cutoff point.
Would you tell that chap that I didn't say paedophilia or think paedophilia? The topic is about really what I'm seeing on Facebook about people saying paedophilia get the
topic on somebody getting into a shower with a parent. That's the topic.
But you said I'm thinking paedophilia. I'm not thinking.
The first thing you said when you came on, you said that everybody is a paedophile for thinking that. That's what you said when you came on.
No, the comments are on Facebook.
I didn't think bad about it. I didn't think paedophilia about it. I didn't think anything
sexual
about it.
Yeah, but there is, if you look at the Facebook comments, they're all saying anyone that gets into the shower.
I'm actually here to defend my Facebook comments, because before we came online, I had that Glenn person come on and call me a paedophile for thinking that. I didn't think anything sexual about it.
I don't either.
I'm defending my piece. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but the bottom line is that a lot of people believe there is something, maybe not paedophilic, but something very odd.
Morally
wrong. Yes, okay, let's go with that. Morally wrong about a parent asking, inviting their child into the shower.
Yes, there you go. That's the word. It's morally wrong to ask a child of 8 or 9 years of age to get into the shower with you.
Well, there you go, Francis. It is morally wrong.
Sorry, lads. I've got to go.
No bother. Off you go. Thanks very much. Come on, Ross. Yep.
I would agree with, if you're asking your son or your daughter to get into the shower with you, I would agree with that if you're asking them. But it's, you know, at home.
What they said in the message was, if either of them is showering, they sometimes ask him if he wants to jump in.
It could be saving on the water because of the electricity, the way it drives them. I'm telling you, I'd be putting everyone into the shower if the ESB comes up. I'll stand them all in the shower and I'll say, watch yourselves all together, boys, men, women, children, and the whole lot.
But again, you think that people are making too much of a deal out of this?
Yes, they are, Adrian. Really, really, they are.
Okay, stay there for a second, Francis, if you can, please. If you want to contribute to this, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Let me go to line 2, and that is Sharon. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sharon. Well, is it weird for an 8 or 9 year old to be in the shower with mammy or daddy?
I have absolutely do not agree with people disagreeing with it. There's no, I don't find there's an issue at all. I think what's happening in society nowadays, we're making it look wrong. It's not wrong. We've been battling our kids since they were born. I had 4 girls. And each one of them have been in the shower with me, have no issue. I have now a 26-year-old daughter. When she's in the shower, doesn't lock the bathroom door. And if I need to go into the bathroom, I go into the bathroom. We don't have body issues. They've never had an issue if they had a problem with a part of their body of showing me that and saying, oh, can you have a look at this and see if it could be a spot, it could be anything. I have a 4-year-old daughter. When she goes to the toilet, she calls for someone to wash her bum. Now, it's only ever her mum or dad that does that. I don't see a problem with it.
You're talking about a 4-year-old. Big difference.
Yeah, but she's going to be 8 or 9. Like, I have, my kids range from age 2 up to 26. So I've always had them in the bath up to, God, I think 12, 13, they'd hop in beside me if they wanted to, or they'd walk into the bathroom, they'd come into the bedroom when you'd be getting dressed. There's never been a body issue. I don't see why people are making a big issue of it.
Now, I know that people are listening to us right now, and you're saying your 12 or 13-year-old will be in the bath with you. A lot of people are thinking, no.
So I don't see an issue with it. If we're making a big issue out of their bodies, where's their confidence going to be? They know, I've always reared my children to understand that strange people can't touch them, can't say anything about their bodies without them obviously coming and speaking to mum and dad about it.
I know, but we know that the majority of sexual abuse of children happens within family circles.
Adrian, stop. But it does. Stop sexualizing it again.
Sorry, I'm just stating facts here.
If a parent,
the majority of sexual abuse of children happens within a family unit.
But it doesn't happen within the bath, okay? Or the shower, okay? If a parent is of that if a parent is of that sick mindset, of wanting to abuse their children, Adrian, they don't have to do it in the bath.
I agree.
Plenty of opportunities.
Okay, this lady just said that she had her daughter in the bath with her up to 12 or 13.
Yeah, no, I heard what she said, And what was the reason? What was the reason for it?
Well, why not? If she wants to hop into the bath beside her mother, then there's no issue with it. There's no, it could be she's running out the door, she wants to hop in beside me to wash her hair. All my girls had long hair, so they'd get in, we'd wash her hair. There's not an issue. The problem is people are sexualizing it. I think a mother and her daughter, a mother and son, if she's washing them in the bathroom, what's the problem? She's not making comments on her body. She's not going to do that. It's confidence you're building up in your children. And all my girls have that confidence. And they don't have body issues. If they have an issue, they don't have a problem going to the doctor, speaking to me. It's society that's making it look wrong.
Okay.
Where
do you draw the line? This is the question that I was asking earlier on. And obviously, with you, there isn't really a line at all, is there?
Well, if the child doesn't want to get in the bath with you, they can say, I don't want to.
No, but I'm saying...
They will get to an age that they want to do that on their own. They want to go into the shower on their own. That's fine. They can do that.
Okay, but if a 15 or 16-year-old wants to hop into the bath or the shower with you, is that not a bit odd?
Well, if it's my daughter, I have no problem with it.
Okay. Stay there for a second. Sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm surprised by that. Yeah, I'm surprised. Let me go to... Stay on the line there for 1 second, please, Sharon. Let me go to Damien.
Hi, guys. Damien here. Jeremy, you're absolutely right. People are saying that it's a privacy thing and it's inappropriate. It's not. They are subconsciously, at best, looking at it from the point of view that it is sexualized.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, David has sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, lads, just on the topic there today. I think it is a bit weird, getting into a shower with an 8 or a 9-year-old. I have a 5-year-old girl, I shower her, I wash her down and stuff like that. That's kind of not weird. But once they get kind of about 6 or 7, she can go in herself and kind of do that. I just think it's so weird, getting into a shower with an 8 or a 9-year-old. Sure, I have a 10-year-old boy, and even 2 or 3 years ago, I couldn't think of, there's no way I'd get into the shower with him, he's always you get in, you wash yourself, you get out, that's it. I don't know, why would you want to get in and shower with your kid? Why would you want to do that in the first place?
All right, David, thanks very much indeed. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Not a bother, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
I have a son at that age. He's 11 now. And if I even attempted to walk into the bathroom when he's in the shower, he'd have a fit. I just think it's, at that age, they're that independent. You're not teaching them independence. They can shower themselves. What is the need for you? I'm not saying it's sexual or anything like that, but what's the need for you to be in the shower with the child at that age? They're independent. They can wash themselves.
You heard Sharon there a couple of minutes ago saying that she wouldn't say no if her 12 or 13-year-old daughter wanted to hop into the bath with her.
No, I wouldn't. At that age, they're grown up. You don't need to be in the bath with your kids. If they need help, yes, go in and help them. But you don't need to be in the shower with them, in the bath with them. You're not teaching them independence. Oh, I'll just hop in and mommy will wash me. No, as I said, I even my daughter who's 8, likes to go in on her own and do it herself and not have anybody in near her. It's, so you're teaching your kid independence. And I heard her say, like, body, you've no body issues and stuff like that. My kids can come to me with that stuff, but I'm not standing in the shower. I'm sure if my Freddie saw my boobs, he'd have a stroke. Like, he doesn't even, if I'm getting changed and he sees me with my bra on, he has a heart attack.
Because he's at that age.
He's at that age, yeah. They're at that age where they're beginning to understand what to fit, like what your body is, what a female body is. They're getting embarrassed, you're getting embarrassed. I just think let them off. If they're big enough to wash themselves and do all that, I think just let them off. You don't need to be in there supervising them washing themselves. I just think, not that it's anything sexual to it, or anything like that. I don't think it's anything sexual to it. I just think at that age, they're independent enough to wash themselves. Like, as I said, my son would have a stroke if he saw my boobs.
So where do you draw the line then, Lorraine? Obviously, 8 or 9 is too old in your opinion. Where do you draw the line?
Like, as I said, 8 or 9, when my son got to that age, he was about 7, and I was in bathing him and I was doing all that stuff, but then he turned around to me and he was about 7 and said, "Mommy, don't be in here anymore, I can do it myself."
Okay, so that's the cut-off as far as you're concerned.
Well, yeah, because he turned around to me and told me, not that he didn't say I'm not comfortable, he just said, "Mom, I can do it myself, can you close the door?" Like, he didn't want me in there. Now, it's different if his dad is in there. He wouldn't mind if his Jay was in there with him, but it's different with me. He wouldn't let me in there, and I wouldn't invite him if I'm in there.
And when you hear, as you did, about this 8-year-old, nearly 9-year-old, frequently in the shower with mammy or daddy, you think that's just odd, do you?
I think, like, at that age, as I said, the child's discovering their bodies, they're discovering you have boobs, they're discovering, like, I know my own son at that age was totally embarrassed if he saw me with my boobs or even with a bra on. Like, what's the necessary reason for him to be in the shower with you? Can he not do it himself?
Obviously, at that age, I'm sure they can. Most kids at that age are well able to shower themselves. I assume he can. I don't really know what the reason is. I don't really know what the reason is.
It's more of a comfort for mommy and daddy to have him there.
Maybe so, but what I've been hearing from a lot of people is, stop making a big deal out of this. There's nothing to see here.
Like, I know, and I have to say, there's nothing. I wouldn't look at it as a sexual thing, and I'm not saying anyone that showers with their kids, a pedophile, or anything. I'm not saying it's a sexual thing, but the child at that age understands you have boobs. Like, they're beginning to understand what boobs are. They're beginning, as I said, my son is have a heart attack if he saw my boobs at that age. My son turned around to me at the age of 8 and said, "Mom, I'll do it myself. I don't want you in here." Even getting dressed himself, like, he'd get himself dressed and put on his own underwear and his socks. Like, he wouldn't let me near them at that age. I just think at that age you need to know independence and let them do it themselves.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. I want to go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say on this? Why are you laughing?
I'm kind of laughing because everyone seems to, you know, not be able to give a reason why it's okay or it's not okay. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
People are saying, you know, "Oh, you shouldn't do that. It's creepy. It's this, it's that." But they can't say why it's creepy. And then people are saying, "No, but it's okay." But then you say, "Why is it okay?" Well, because it's okay. Now, my opinion is, I don't see a problem with it. I don't think the way the email is going, it's like, you know, that whoever her relations are, that they're saying that they shower with them. I think what it is Jan might have a shower and it could be like, okay, it's not a thing of, right, I'm having a shower, you're having a shower too. And has nobody ever thought that at that age, the one thing kids hate doing is having a bath or having a shower? So do you ever think that maybe it's like, right, I'm going in having a shower, you're having one too, because otherwise I'll never get you to have a shower. Do you ever think that way? People are thinking it's like they're creepy or that. There's valid reason for why you have a shower. And I personally, I don't care. Like, my mum, right, she reared me. She has seen everything about me, okay? There are actually mothers out there who go into labour wards with their daughters,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no problem with that. I know when I had problems down there and I had to have operations and I had to have everything, it actually helped me clean down there after surgeries and that. I had no problem with that. I actually thought one day I had a lump in my breast and I asked my mum to touch it, to see it. There's no problem with that. What is a problem with a parent and a child knowing each other physically? What is the problem?
Lorraine, you're still there. What is the problem? That's really what she's asking.
My thing is, my son turned around to me at that age and said, "Ma'am, I'll do it myself. I don't want you in here." He got very embarrassed if he saw me with my top off. That is my point of it. My view of it is my son turned around to me at that age and said, "No, ma'am, I'll do it myself." He got very embarrassed if he saw me without my top on. And me and my son are very close. But that was my view. That's why I think they're that independent. My son turned around to me and said, "Ma'am, I will do it myself." And now I have no issue with him getting into the shower and washing himself and cleaning himself and doing it himself. I just...
But do you think it's wrong?
I never
do you
said
think
it was wrong.
It's wrong for...
I never said it was wrong, and I never said it was creepy. If you want to share it with your child, that's your opinion.
I didn't say it was you said it. I didn't say that you said it, but other people, that's why that other lady as well, she was getting jumped on for saying paedophilia. That's what people were saying online. That's why she was saying that. And I'll back her on that.
If you want to wash with your child, you go for it. But to me, no. At that age, they're independent. I was told by my son, "No, mommy, I'll do it myself. I don't need you in with me. I can do it myself." But if you
but if your son had asked you, could he have a shower with you? If he said, "Mom, can I hop into the shower?" Would you think that's weird?
No, because when you're not that I think it's weird. I'd rather he'd have a shower with his dad.
Right.
If that makes sense. I'd rather he had a shower with his dad than have a shower with me.
Oh, absolutely. I agree on that. Absolutely. But I just don't see a problem.
But you obviously believe, Angela, that people are making far too big a deal out of this whole thing, do you?
Far too big a deal out of it.
Okay, so where is the line? If we were talking about a 15-year-old who regularly hops into the bath or the shower with his dad, you'd start thinking that was weird, would you?
Well, do you know what? If you look at it, a lot of swimming pools, a lot of leisure centres now, all of the showers are communal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually be changing in the same cubicle as your dad or your mum. Is there a problem with that?
No, probably not.
You're not naked. You've got a towel around you. You're not.
And in a lot of cases, you still have your swimming trunks on.
If you're actually changing after having a swim, you can be inside in a cubicle with your parents. Is there a problem with that?
No, but normally you've got a towel around you. Like at the age of 15 or 16, normally you've got a towel around you. You're not going to... I know for me personally, I wouldn't strip in front of my mum and dad at the age of 15.
No, certainly not.
Not my dad, but my mum, I would.
No, see, I wouldn't.
Let's say I have friends out there, we're girls. Actually, only last Friday night we were going out and I put on my underwear, my boobs were out, she was getting dressed, her boobs were out. There's no problem.
It's different around your friends, though. It's a completely different relationship.
I'd actually say with your mother, you should be more comfortable than your friends.
Yeah, you see, I know an awful lot of people would find that very strange, Angela. They really would.
Yeah.
Really would, honestly. Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in just a few more opinions on this. It's been a huge reaction to this conversation today. This is Claire.
So there you go. My daughter just got into the car there after me collecting her from school. And I asked her the question. I said, do you think it's appropriate if mommy or daddy got into the shower with you? And she said, no, that's weird. And I said, why? She says, because stuff is happening to our bodies. We need our privacy too.
All right, and that was Claire, who was on earlier on this podcast. This is Ashley.
I think it is so inappropriate once kids get to a certain age, like 8 and 9, like their bodies are starting to change, they're coming into puberty, they're starting to think about bodies differently. I just think it's very inappropriate to be in a shower with them, whether you're parents or not. It's just weird. And the comments saying that parents and kids should know their body, each other's bodies physically, or know each other physically, that comment just freaked me out altogether. I just think it's so inappropriate.
All right, and lots of WhatsApps coming in on this. This is Sarah.
Hi, lads. Sorry I can't come on. It was one of the ladies there that said, like, you give them body confidence issues and stuff. It's nothing to do with body confidence issues or whatnot. It's to do with giving them their own space, their own privacy. They're even getting to know their own bodies when it comes, you know, washing themselves and stuff like that. I just don't agree with it when it passes a certain age, when they're going through the adolescence or going through puberty, because these days kids start going through puberty from when they're 8 years of age and up, even a little bit earlier. It does happen. Like, no, I just don't agree with it. Leave them having their space in the shower. do what they need to do. Yeah, it's just a no. I just asked my daughter the same question there, and no, Mum. No, I'd find that quite strange. I'm not washing myself in front of you. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a no.
This is Neil, who's a little bit angry.
Well, what, lads, what's the need to have a shower with your fucking kids for? Well, what's the need for that? Like, my two boys, okay, at 19 and 16, then my daughter's 24. If I was to do that with them when they were 8 and 9, they'd be questioning me now. What the fuck were you at that? Why did you have to have a shower with me? Although nothing would have happened. They'd be just questioning. There's no need for it. You can spend time with them in different ways. There's no need for that fucking shite. And I'm not sexualising it, but there's no need to have a shower with your fucking kids.
There's no need for that fucking shite.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Neil.
Jesus. Neil, had I have said on the show today that I went home yesterday and shot your cat in the head and killed it,
you wouldn't be that angry.
I don't think you'd be that angry. You'd be like, it was okay, it was only me cat.
No need for this shit. Okay, Neil, thanks very much indeed. And thank you all of you. Interesting conversation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Has our listener been back in touch? Are they aware that we're even talking about this today?
Yeah. Oh, they are aware. They are aware. Oh, is it too late?
Is it?
You can do it later, can you?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do it now?
No. Later will do.
Okay, later will do. Okay.
Anyway, there you go. That has been this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. I enjoyed that today.
Yeah, it was a
very different conversation.
Conversation we never
had before. Yeah,
conversation you didn't want to have either, which is bizarre, but we had it anyway. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, the boss of Opinions Matter is yours truly. And when I say the topic is happening, it happens.
And you believe that, fire ahead.
And you just roll over.
Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.